and we associate it with two very famous kings in history. First of all, Henry VIII, the big fat one. He wasn't fat when he was young. He was a fine figure of a man, but he got fat. He was the one who had all those wives. He had so much trouble with them, didn't he? Yeah.
And he eventually, or he went over Henry VIII because he wanted to divorce his wife, his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, because she'd given him a daughter, who was Mary, who went on to become Mary the First, Bloody Mary, because in fact she became Catholic and she wanted to turn the tide of the new religion when she became queen. But he needed a son, and it didn't look like she was going to come up with one. She did, I think it was her only pregnancy, or the only one that survived. And he ended up just wanting to divorce her because there was this woman, Anne Boleyn, that he developed this huge fatal attraction for at the court. And to do that, he simply broke off with the church on the advice of his advisors, and broke off with the Church of Rome and proclaimed himself defender of the faith, the new head of the religion, and caused this huge split. And he just then divorced Catherine of Aragon, married Anne Boleyn, but she couldn't give him a son either. It was the third one, Jane Seymour, who gave him the son that he had longed for so often, and this little boy Edward was born in Hampton Court. He died very young though, he was very sickly. There's a sort of legend that he was sickly because the king shook him so hard with joy. He was so overjoyed that it was a boy, that he got this little baby and just really shook him with pleasure and relief. But he shook him too hard and maybe did some damage to him physically, you know, this tiny baby. That's one theory, we don't know for sure. But so he only reigned, I think, 8 or 9 years, Edward, before he died. His big sister Mary came along, because always the sons came first the line. His big sister Mary reigned, and then when she died, her sister Elizabeth took the throne. She was the greatest of the Tudor monarchs, Elizabeth I. Anyway, that's Tudor history in a nutshell, and we're just coming into the area which is the estate attached to Hampton Court on either side. This used to be a hunting grounds, the area where it's coming up on the left and the right. Yeah, William III died here. He had an accident while he was hunting in the park, and it was a mole, apparently, a little mole that came out of the ground, or sort of popped his head up from a molehill, frightened his horse, and the horse reared up, and the king fell on the ground and dislocated his shoulder, and there were complications set in, as they did so often in those days, really, and he died. So all the kind of Catholics and the Jacobites up in Scotland, you know, hated his guts. They thought this was great. And they used to toast the little gentleman in the grey velvet jacket. This was a secret toast. You know, this is before Bonnie Prince Charlie came. And they meant the mole that had caused the death of King William.